Are we in a recession? Well, if you watch Argument Cable TV, the answer is am not, R2, am not, R2. But if you're an economic geek, you might watch for a pronouncement from eight economists who make the official call as to recession or no recession. Well, for the rest of us, what really matters about our economic reality? Derek Thompson is asking that. He's staff writer at The Atlantic, and he's back with us. Derek.
Hi, good to be here.
Hey, so the U.S. economy shrank for two quarters in a row, and some say, aha, this meets the technical definition of recession. But actually, these eight economists at this outfit called the National Bureau of Economic Research make the call. They haven't yet called the recession. What are the other big questions they're asking?
Well, the most important question that they're asking is, you know, is the economy shrinking? And the answer seems to be from the GDP report that the economy is shrinking. Here's the problem with calling that a recession, though. Number one, there really is no formal statistical definition of what a recession is. We sort of casually think that it's two quarters of negative GDP growth, but that's not actually the technical definition at all. It actually relies upon the Business Cycle Dating Committee, this group of eight economists at the NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research, that makes the determination. But the second thing that's really important to point out, and I think a lot of people are missing this, do not know if the economy actually contracted in the last 6 months. The BEA, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, has estimated that the economy contracted, and it did. Obviously that means the economy is shrinking. But these are so I would calculate, and other economists that I talked to would calculate, that there's probably about a coin flip chance the economy actually grew in the last 6 months.
Okay, so Derek, sorry, your audio is coming in and out, but what I heard you say is, because this data keeps coming in and because these numbers get revised, our economy didn't necessarily contract for two quarters in a row if we wait for all the data to come in. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, thanks for putting it very clearly. I'm saying that we know that the BEA estimates that GDP declined. We do not know for certain that GDP declined. And so if you want to know if the economy grew or shrank in the last 6 months, unfortunately, no amount of debate about words and vocabulary will do anything. You simply have to wait.
Okay, so as we wait and watch these economic cardinals and wait for the white smoke from this Vatican of the business cycle, this NBER, in reality, what should Americans be asking? You know, how much money do I make? Can it keep up with prices at the grocery store? I mean, what are the main street questions we should be asking?
I think it's really important to say that we never know for sure what's going on with the economy because the most up-to-date statistics are estimates, which tend to be revised several months later. That said, people understand the most important numbers in their own life. They understand what their income is. They know what things cost. They know if they're employed or not employed. They know if prices are rising. These issues, income, wages, costs, inflation, people understand from their own life. And it's those numbers that clearly matter the most. That's really real-time data that people are getting from their lives. You don't need to wait on government officials to tell you what's what.
You know, Derek, we've talked a lot about this idea of the two-tiered economy. In reality, you know, are some people already clearly in, we'll just call it economic trouble? Right? Maybe they have to drive to work and pay gas prices. They have to get out there to a job and risk COVID. Their wages do not keep up with inflation. Whereas a bunch of others, you know, definitely not in trouble. They can work at home. They have all this money saved up. I mean, is that where things seem to be for a lot of Americans?
I think, you know, it's always the case that inequality exists and lots of different families have lots of different experiences within an economy because income is so stratified. It's always the case that that's true. I would say what's particularly interesting about this economy is the following. Typically, when you have recessions, you also have weakness in the job market. Instead, what we have is a kind of two-tiered recovery. The job market is on fire. We're adding hundreds of thousands of new jobs a month. If you just looked at Bureau of Labor Statistics data, it would look like the economy is absolutely booming. The problem is that inflation is also really, really high, over 9% headline inflation in the last report. And so when you put these two things together, a booming labor market, but also really high inflation, plus a Federal Reserve that is trying its best to destroy demand, to raise the price of money and make people buy and invest in fewer stuff. That's what's creating all of the weirdness right now. We really haven't been in a situation like this where employment has been so strong in such an otherwise crummy economy.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess finally, just to accentuate for people who say, oh, well, it sure seems like we're in recession, the arrows are downward. Just remind us of the one or two upward green-colored arrows as we look forward.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to look at, I think, most importantly right now is the direction of prices. And I optimistically think that inflation probably peaked, headline inflation probably peaked last month. We'll see what happens in the next month.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.